The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.
Ducks basketball is on the air.
Like the expectations.
Morgan swarming the ball.
Rejected by Ami.
Alley-oop to Kenny Woods.
I think we'll be able to score some points.
He goes in. Dunk off the glass for two.
Fires the tray. Got it.
Play well and develop as a team.
This is it. Oregon wins. Oregon finds a way.
One, two, three. Family.
It's time to talk Ducks basketball. This is Tip Off Tuesday, presented by The Cooler, voted Eugene's number one sports bar on the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Tip Off Tuesday is also brought to you by Pepsi. Go Ducks! Drink Pepsi. Now, let's talk Oregon Ducks basketball. Here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and welcome to another Tip Off Tuesday presented by The Cooler. I'm Joey Mack. Joining me is the voice of Oregon women's basketball, Terry Johns. What's up?
Feels like we were just here.
I know. It's been only a week since our opening show, and man, it comes at you quick, doesn't it? Well, for the women, pretty impressive performance. One victory by 40, one by 20. That's a combined 60-point win. I don't care who you're playing. That's a lot in two games.
Yeah, and Kobe Bryant saw one of them, went in the locker room. That was pretty cool. And then the women got to see the Cleveland Cavaliers at UCLA the following day. They were coming out of practice as the Ducks were going into practice out at Pauley Pavilion. But, yeah, a couple of big wins. And the key, this team could score. We know that. They play defense. Three straight games they've held teams in the 50s. That's pretty impressive. They're on a roll. 15-1, 4-0 in the conference.
We're going to find out a little bit more about some of those keys as we talk with Kelly Graves coming up. And also Satu Sabaly, kind of a cool interview that Terry Johns did, huh?
Yeah, we didn't talk a lot of basketball, which was kind of fun. I wasn't sure where it was going to go, but I just kind of followed her along. Of course, start off talking about Kobe and and about her large family that I didn't realize. I thought it was just she and Niara and the mom and dad, but no, you'll find out it's a little bit bigger. And there's a German film company that's following her around, and we'll talk about that. You'll hear about that. That's coming up.
Meanwhile, for men's basketball, a tough loss to UCLA, a disappointing loss, as the Ducks led by 9 points with 55 seconds to go. But things didn't go their way. Kind of a perfect storm. Ducks helped UCLA get back into it. UCLA hit some shots, and Ducks kind of kicking themselves after dropping that one. Well, you got to bounce back if you're the Ducks, and they did with a pretty impressive performance against USC. Oregon with a 21-point victory over USC, and they held the team to 60 points. That was USC's lowest scoring output of the season. But after that overtime loss, Ducks really feel like they let one get away. And they kind of felt like they let one get away against Oregon State. This is a squad that I think is still learning how to win. The Ducks are 1-4 in games decided by single digits. So this is a squad that has to learn to win
those close ones. Yeah.
And they have either been blowing teams out or losing the close ones. That seems to be the way that this 10-6 and now 1-2 in Pac-12 team has been. So taking things on the road, that's going to be important, because the Ducks have to get ready for an Arizona team that is undefeated in conference play, and Arizona State is one of the more talented teams in the conference. The men, Thursday at 6 o'clock, and Arizona State then on Saturday at 6:30. The women, also 6 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, 6 o'clock, 19th-ranked Arizona State, always a tough opponent. And then on Sunday at noon, a vastly improved Arizona Wildcat program coming in. So a couple of big games. And, by the way, women's basketball, you can shuttle from Autzen Stadium, East parking lot, 90 minutes before game time, shuttle on over.
Yeah, 7 home games left for women's basketball, and attendance numbers have shot up, so more details, goducks.com. You can get in on those shuttles, a free option for parking at Autzen, and then you ride the shuttle over to the game, and they take care of all of the headache for you with finding parking. Pretty awesome deal. Men's basketball on the road, women's basketball at home. We're going to tell you about all of that coming up. Up first, we'll sit down with head coach Dana Altman. That's right after this here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Final seconds in this one. They can win it with a field goal.
Wait, time out. They're going to ice the kicker.
Is that the coach with a Pepsi?
Now the crowd's getting into.
Snap is good.
Threads are up. The kick is.
No good! He missed it!
Don't miss the easiest way to follow the Oregon Ducks. Download the Pepsi Go Ducks Game Day app today. Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me. But at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times, just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the do.
This is Tip Off Tuesday on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, no, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait, communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P, Hundo P, adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack welcoming you back to Tip Off Tuesday, presented by The Cooler, our second Oregon basketball coaches show. The Duck men's team, 10-6 overall and 1-2 in Pac-12 play. A rough loss that the Ducks did respond well after this weekend. Went 1-1 against the LA schools, and now they got to go on the road to first place Arizona, a place that's always been tough. Talking about some of the keys, including one in Lewis King, Paul White, and a few other news and notes with head coach Dane Altman. Part one of our conversation with the Oregon men's basketball head coach.
Second tip-off Tuesday of the year, and you guys went 1-1 over the weekend against the LA schools. And, Coach, I'm curious, as we look up and down the way that weekend went, a resounding response against USC. Had to be happy with the way the Ducks responded after a disappointing loss to UCLA.
Well, disappointing is not the right word. We've got to call it what it was. And I described it to the team. I said, fellas, we just took a gut punch. You know, that's what it feels like when someone just pops right there, you know. But you got to suck it up. You got to come back. 30 years of coaching, haven't seen anything quite like that. And you know, we didn't handle it well as a team. I didn't handle it well. You know, we made mistakes, and then we didn't execute, you know, the decisions I made. So, when you look back on it, it's one of those things you just got to learn from. You know, and our freshmen, you know, I always talk about we got to play the same way, 10 up or 10 down, you know, 20 up, 20 down. We got to play the same way. We got a lead, and, you know, we were okay on the boards, and all of a sudden they started getting offensive rebounds, and that kept them in the game. And then they hit 5 threes in a row, and boom, you know, it game changed. But, the way the guys bounced back, you know, was really impressive. They came to practice on Friday. And, said, hey, you know, we're like an NBA team. You know, you just got to forget about it. You know, it's days it's over, and we've given it 12 hours. It's forgotten, you know, and we had to move on. And so the guys did a good job. We had a good practice Friday, quick practice Saturday. Went over all USC stuff, and I thought the guys played really well. We hit some shots, Joey. We haven't shot the ball that well. Part of it was we got a little better looks, but really we just hit shots. We took 24 threes, hit 13. We gauge everything, good shot, bad shot. We had one at the end of shot clock that was bad. But, you know, you take 23 good shots, you know, you're hoping to hit 10, you know, and we hit 13. And that was why we were able to pull away pretty easily.
Do you find that young people are able to move on from tough losses like that easier than maybe people like us? It seems like it kind of sticks with coaches. I've often talked with coaches about that. What's your thought on that?
Well, there's no doubt. They, especially now the kids come in, they've played so many games, the AAU circuit, you know, they lose one, they play right away at 4 o'clock, you know, they just have to let it go. And so, you know, I've seen over the years, just with all the games they play, they let it go, you know, a lot quicker than what we used to. And as coaches, you don't change, you know, that you have 31 opportunities, you know, and one like that where, you know, you have it in your hand, you know, it hurts coaches and it sticks with us a lot longer than it does with them.
We talked about how first halves have been rough for you guys at times this year, but it seemed like you guys played better in the first halves in both UCLA and USC. I know both times, though, they were able to close in the last couple minutes of the first half, but are you happier with the way the first halves have gone over the last couple weeks?
Oh, absolutely. You know, since the Oregon State, this weekend we got off to better starts, and that's going to be really important at Arizona and Arizona State. You can't go on the road and bury yourself. We did 1 year at Arizona and we're able to come back, but that just doesn't happen very often. When you're on the road, you need to stay right there and stay connected, especially when teams have a great crowd. You know, in Arizona, you know, they set the standard for crowds in our league, and so, you know, we're going to have to play well right from the start.
Forcing turnovers has been a real key, it seems like, the last few weeks. And I'm just curious, with a guy like Ehab, who gets after it so much, and I know there's that delicate balance of you don't want to be over-aggressive and foul. I mean, how do you coach that up? What is that delicate balance? How do you strike it with a guy like Ehab or anybody on the team?
Well, he leads us in steals. He makes some good plays there. You just got to be really careful that you don't give it right back to him, or, you know, a steal and a bad shot doesn't help you, you know. So, he's done a great job giving us some energy off the bench. And, you know, I thought his energy in both those games was important. He, like a lot of us, made mistakes down the stretch. And so, that energy he gives us is really a big plus.
Paul White has been really solid, the numbers-wise, in Pac-12 play. And he mentioned post-game, and the ultimate team guy I know said, I just want to do whatever's good for the team. Just how nice is it to have a guy like that that's willing to accept any role and can fill a lot of roles for this squad?
Well, Paul is really the things that I like. You know, he's taking charges. He's setting a tone there. You know, we've talked to our guys about diving after loose balls, taking charges. And, you know, Paul had 4 this weekend. He had 3 against UCLA and he had 1 against USC. And that's more than the rest of our team combined. So, he's done a tremendous job. He's walked the walk. He got off to a slow start, and I don't know why that was. I don't know if he was putting too much pressure on himself. And shooting the basketball kind of comes and goes. But the other things that Paul has given us, he just wasn't during the early part of the year, which was really surprising because, you know, he is a team guy and just wants to win. So, I'm hoping he can finish strong. You always hope for your seniors to have great senior years so they walk out the door feeling really good about, you know, what they do. That last year is kind of the memory that sticks with them the most. So I sure want him to swing away and have some fun and have a great finish to his senior year.
Part one of our conversation with Dane Altman. We'll have part two coming up, talking a little bit more about the freshman side of things and Lou King and some of Coach Altman's strategies for coaching up some of those freshmen. Tip-off Tuesday presented by The Cooler continues. We got Kelly Graves, Satu Sabali coming up. A look at the schedule as well. And Coach Altman, more men's basketball after this on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
This season on Pac-12 Network, we've got you covered like never before.
Oh, my goodness!
For men's and women's hoops, Pac-12 Network is providing its most days of coverage yet, all season long. Over 145 men's basketball games, over 100 women's basketball games, with select comprehensive pre- and post-game coverage, all your favorite Pac-12 teams, tons of can't-miss matchups. Men's and women's hoops, all season on Pac-12 Network. Download and stream every game live with Pac-12 Now.
Duck fans unite with the official Duck Visa Rewards Card offered exclusively by OCCU. Not only does the Duck Card now give you more travel and cash rewards, you'll pay 0 interest for 12 months on purchases and balance transfers. You'll also get 5 points per dollar on qualifying Duck purchases, like tickets, merchandise, and alumni gifts. Put the power of the Duck Card in your wallet. Apply online at myoccu.org/ducks.
Variable APR 12.24% to 27.24%. Balance transfers must be completed within first 60 days to qualify for 0% APR. Call 800-365-1111 for additional terms.
Your home for Ducks basketball, the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Hi, I'm Lenny the Lifeguard. I only have a few seconds during this timeout to give you a few tips on ways to reduce stormwater pollution. Number one, fix any leaks your vehicle may be dripping on roadways. Number two, pick up after your pets. If they, go while walking, these items can get washed down the storm drain when it rains and end up polluting our lakes and streams. Please remember to hop to it. Protect our water, because clean water is everyone's responsibility.
This message brought to you by stormwater mascot Lenny the Lifeguard.
Back on Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by The Cooler, the Ducks, for the men's side of things, getting ready for a trip to Arizona. Sean Miller said today that Emmanuel Akot will not be with the Wildcats moving forward. He left the team after they returned from the Bay Area, a guy that averages about 4 points and 3 rebounds per game and has started 11 games, played in all 17. The Ducks won't have to worry about him, so it's a little bit of a shorter bench for the Wildcats. Talking about some of the keys to beating Arizona and also about the performance of Lewis King, the Oregon freshman who has been outstanding for the Ducks. Part two of my conversation with Dane Altman here on our second Tip-Off Tuesday.
Lou's averaging over 19 points per game and over 9 rebounds per game in Pac-12 play. It's easy to see that maybe something has clicked. What have you seen from a coaching perspective? That is he just getting more comfortable after coming back to basketball after taking so much time off?
Well, I mean, you know, everybody expected him to come right out and take over. You sit out for 9 months, you know, it takes a while, you know. And so he was released to play his first ball game December 8th, and, you know, he was on a minute restriction, you know, for 3 weeks through the 29th, and he worked through that, trying to get in shape. And he'd been practicing with us 2 or 3 weeks before that on a very, very limited basis. So, you know, you're basically trying to get up to speed in 1 month, you know, playing limited minutes. And, you know, that's after sitting out 9 months, that's pretty hard for anybody. So, you know, I thought he handled the adjustment early in December well. And I think it'd have been a lot easier if we'd had Bull, you know, to take some of the pressure off of him, because he came back and he had to score right away. And so he took some bad shots, and his shooting percentages, you know, struggled because of that. So he's trying to get acclimated. He's got the pressure to score because, you know, our leading scorer is not there. And so he got off to a little slow start, but he's found his role. He knows we need him to score, and he's a very good scorer. We need to get him to put it on the floor a little bit more. He's only been to the free throw line 10 times, so we need to get him, you know, driving at the hole just a little bit more. But no, he's been good. The last couple of games really rebounded. He had 10 UCLA, I think 8 against USC. So he's really rebounding, and you know, he's trying defensively to, you know, get hands on balls and be a disruptive force there. So since the first of the year, he's played awfully well.
Speaking of free throws, I've often heard you say in a game, slow down on free throws. And I see in shoot around coaching guys up, which is kind of taking your time. How important is that, to just take your time at free throws, particularly for young people? Do you find that they often just rush themselves when they get to the line?
Well, you know, our freshmen right now are just getting so excited when they get there that, you know, they practice at one speed. And then they go to the game and they, you know, get excited and it speeds them up. And, you know, so we're just trying to get them to stay with the routine they developed in practice, which, and pace is a big part of that. The number of dribbles you take, where you set it, you know, and the pace at which you shoot it has to be consistent with practice. And veterans, you know, they get that figured out. But right now, Francis and Miles and even Will sometimes, you know, they're going really fast and just need them to slow down a little bit.
We talked about going on the road a little bit. You mentioned a fast start as a key, especially when you got a big crowd. What else does Arizona bring to the table on Thursday night? What's this team look like this year?
Well, they're really talented. You know, everybody said, well, they lost everybody. Yeah, but They've got a lot of talented guys there, and a number of guys that we wanted, you know, Chase Cheater and Ira Lee, Brandon Randolph, Brandon Williams. Those are all guys that either visited here or yeah, they all visited here. So, you know, we didn't get any of them. Well, we didn't get Chase Cheater to visit, but the other guys did. And so, anyway, they're talented. And, you know, when Sean's got them playing the way wants them to play, they're getting better every game and they got two grad transfers that, you know, really give them some stability. So, they had Chase Cheater sitting out. Ira Lee's back. Brandon Randolph's back. You know, Smith is back. They had a lot of guys back. Just didn't play major roles last year because, you know, they had the vets. So, different team, but Sean's got them playing well. And we know we're going to have to play really well to play and win down there. We have won a couple times there. But those teams really went in there and played their tail off. And I told our guys that, you know, to get a win there, you got to go earn it. You got to go take it from them. I think our guys are ready for that, but just see if we're tough enough and good enough to do it.
Finally, a quick look at Arizona State. I know you're so focused on the Wildcats. What does Arizona State have for you?
Well, I have had an opportunity to see them play a couple ball games, and, you know, their two guards are taking a lot of shots for them. Their front line's really athletic. Their rebounding numbers are off the chart, which has been a problem for us. If you look at our conference games, the two we lost, we got beat on the boards bad, and then the one we won by double digits. So rebounding is a big factor, and Arizona State and Arizona are both very good rebounding teams, which, you know, that's where it starts. If you're not a good rebounding team, it's pretty hard to have a good team. If you're giving the other team more shots than you're getting, and you're not getting any second ones, I just haven't seen many teams have been very successful not rebounding the ball. So both are good rebounding teams, which means we're going to have to rebound very well to give ourselves an opportunity.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck out there in the desert.
All righty, thanks.
Dane Altman wrapping up our conversation with the Oregon men's basketball head coach as the Ducks men's team gets ready to head to Arizona, traveling on Wednesday. Then it's at the McHale Center. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off on Thursday night for the Ducks and the Wildcats, and then 6:30 on Saturday for the Ducks and Arizona State, and a 6 o'clock pregame there as well. Now we transition to talking a little women's basketball and some pretty cool numbers and notes to talk about with the head coach Kelly Graves and Satu Sabaly. Terry John sitting down with them next on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
The Cooler is the one place in Eugene that for 40 years has been known as the home for great sports and entertainment, including all the Duck tailgating you can handle. Whether watching on the wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs with a big 15-foot projection screen as the centerpiece, or just talking Ducks with friends. Then there's the food and the great beverages. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m. Toss in free parking and oh so close to Onsen, need I say more? The Cooler's got it all. On Centennial Loop in Eugene, across from Lithia.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist, it can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oregon Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Your home for Ducks basketball.
Oregon wins.
Final score! Final four!
Oregon IMG Sports Network.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Tip Off Tuesday. Terry Johns, Joey Mack, as we turn to women's basketball, the Ducks with a road sweep in L.A. for the second year in a row. And I sat down yesterday, the birthday boy, yesterday, Kelly Graves, head coach for Oregon. Had a nice chat with him yesterday.
Well, Coach, first of all, as we talk here on a Monday, a happy birthday to you. And your team gave you a couple early birthday presents over the weekend down in L.A., didn't they?
They certainly did. And that's always the best birthday gift any coach can get. So I hope those keep coming every year. But 56, and I told the team today, I feel like I'm 26 when you're hanging out. And you know what I'm talking about when you're hanging around college kids all day. It makes you feel young, and physically I feel good. So, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Let's talk about this weekend. First of all, Friday night at the Galen Center, where we had talked about in the postgame, a place where this team has struggled in the first halves. But, boy, you really didn't on Friday night.
We didn't. Yeah, we put it together. And like you said, the first halves down there, for whatever reason, since we've been here, have been just struggles. But, you know, I don't think we played great. We just didn't play poorly, which has been the case. And I thought at both ends of the floor, you know, we were pretty darn good. And it was nice to see, and good effort and a great way to start that trip.
And then UCLA Sunday, maybe not as dominating, but a little better team, I think, you were playing at the same time. But you controlled the game the entire way.
We did. Jumped on them early and then just kind of stayed on them. Never really knocked them out until kind of that fourth quarter. I think we really started to separate from them. But, yeah, that was, you know, my guess is, given the history of those two programs, that I don't think anybody's gone down there and won by a combined 60 points, probably ever. And those were two dominant wins, and against two, I think, really good teams, and athletic teams, and teams that have kind of given us trouble, you know, in the past. So it was good weekend.
This team, you know, getting your mojo going, and I think I talked with Coach Campbell about it last week, that you kind of got it against Mississippi State. You continued it with Air Force and Irvine, and then you need to take the break. Everybody needs a break from each other. It's family time. It's Christmas time and all that. But then to kind of rejuvenate and get that momentum back, it takes a little bit.
It does, but everybody's in the same boat. You know, everybody has the same break. And, yeah, I really like how we've bounced back and played after the break. I think we looked terrific at both ends of the floor. I looked at the stats today in the Pac-12, and we're actually first in scoring offense, and we have been all year, but we're actually first in scoring defense. So, you know, that's something that we don't typically say, but I think three games in a row, we've held our opponents into the 50s, which is terrific. And I think the energy that we're putting forth on the defensive end, I think, is carrying over to aggressive offense, good board work, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really pleased with how our team is playing.
And your defense, it's really a team defense, isn't it? I mean, everybody, all the parts got to work together, don't they?
Yeah, we're not an in-your-face defense. We play good position defense. We don't have extraordinary athletes that can cover a lot of ground. So if they make a mistake, they can make up for it with just pure athleticism. We don't have that. We're not built that way. We're built to play good team defense where, you know, everybody has to be working in sync to the scout and to the other team's, you know, strengths. And we were on point this weekend in that. I was really impressed with their communications getting better, and they're playing together, and it's fun to watch.
And I know there's been some articles recently, well, actually for a while, about the family atmosphere. And I know you're big on that, and I thought somebody just recently wrote one and went back to Gonzaga and a moment that you had with Courtney Vandersloot and then all the way here to Oregon. But it truly is a family. When you recruit, it's not just talent, is it? Do you look for a family fit?
You do, and I think that's why it's always worked. You know, we don't just go out and chase a bunch of great players. I mean, anybody can get that. You have to get the right players, the good players, but the right people that fit and know how to play within the team framework. And it's something that we have superstars on this team, but we have very humble superstars that put the team first and understand that, you know, individual accolades will come through team success, and they truly believe that. And it's an attitude and a culture that we foster as coaches. You know, it's funny. I look back at some of my greatest memories of a coach, or as a coach, and it's has nothing to do with the wins. You know, it's the times you spend together, those special moments like a hug here and a hug there and maybe a wedding here and a special word, you know, from a former player there. That's what really, I think, makes what I do, you know, valuable to me and special. And I think that we have a group of those kind of people.
You know, since we're on recruiting, when you go out recruiting, what are you looking at? What are you looking for? I mean, not to give away secrets, but what are you looking for?
Well, five things. Number one, athleticism. You know, number two, skill set. Number three, basketball IQ. You know, I think that's important. We play a cerebral game, so basketball IQ. Fourth is upside, potential. You know, are they going to get better or this is what we're going to get? And fifth is character. And I think character is the most important, but it's the last thing you learn about somebody, and you start to learn that through, you know, once you identify the player that you like, you start vetting them. You know, you talk to their coaches, you talk to the opposing coaches, you visit their families, and you see in a home visit, you can tell how they treat their parents, their siblings, you know, and I've crossed kids off my list. Yep. after meeting them and seeing their dynamics, you know, with their family. You watch them during the games, not just how many points they score, but do they have a good attitude? Are they back-talking their teammates? Or are they, you know, sulking when they don't do well? Those are things that are important to me. So I think that all is a factor. You know, it's not just, wow, they can score lots of points. There are a lot of kids out there, Terry, that can make baskets. But can they do it the right way? And that's what we're looking for.
And I know you've said, too, I don't know if you just mentioned it, forgive me if you did, but that you like to go watch them practice, too, not just the games and the other situations you're talking about. But what do they do in practice?
We spend a lot more time practicing than you do playing games. And the work ethic, the attitude, all those kind of things, you know, are revealed in practice. And if they're a really good player, but they're dogging it in the sprints and they don't, you know, they're not concentrating in the shooting drills because, well, they know, hey, I'm the best player, I'm going to play anyway. We don't want those players. You know, I don't care if Sabrina is playing in a church league, an old men's league, at the YMCA, or for the Ducks. That kid's going to play to win, whether it's a drill, in practice, or in a game. And those are the kind of players that our team is built of, and I think that's why we're successful.
Almost forgotten, I don't want to finish this interview without mentioning a special moment Friday. Some guy named Kobe Bryant was sitting across the way and then went in the locker room. How cool was that, and how much does that mean to the team? There's a few more people they met later, too, but it was a great weekend in that way down in L.A., wasn't it?
It was pretty neat. I knew he was going to come. His assistant had called the day before saying, hey, he's going to be at the game with his daughter and her teammates. They're all Duck fans. They love the Ducks, so he wanted to meet the team after the game. But I didn't tell the team until, you know, he walked into the locker room. We had a couple players that were like crying. You know, it was a dream of theirs to meet him, and how cool. He had some great words of wisdom, and he spoke to each one, took a picture with each one, said something. He knew what they had done in the game, and that meant a lot to him. They all got pictures. They got their shoes signed, you know, by him. And it was just a great moment. And I think, you know, he was on the TV game. You know, they had him on doing some little color for a while, and he said some really good things about our program and our team. And that's neat. He pays attention. He wasn't there just for a photo op. He knows what's going on, and he likes the women's game. I really appreciate that, and I know our team did. And that's a memory they're gonna have forever. They'll tell their kids about that. You know, the night they met Kobe.
Yeah, you mentioned how him and among others, LeBron, you know, Steph Curry. Of course, they have daughters. And they're interested in them maybe playing basketball. So, because sometimes you see people, some Neanderthals on Twitter or social media dogging the women's game, and I never understand that. But to have them and have them support the women's game, it's really a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, those people that kind of put down women's athletics are, to be honest with you, idiots. They don't understand. They don't understand the true nature of sport. You know, why would you go to a high school boys game knowing that a college game is so much better? Why would you go to a college men's game knowing that Duke is the best team in college men's basketball? They'd lose by 40 to the worst NBA team on any given night. So why do you think that's so great? Why not just watch the highest level of basketball? They're idiots. So I look at them and just go, you know, you can't change your mind. Yeah. And it's too bad. But I think those that really understand, like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Derek Fisher was at our game that night. Bill Laimbeer was at our game at UCLA. Those guys understand, and they appreciate competition and athletes, and we have athletes that are playing in this game. So, hey, I'll go to battle anytime against anybody that wants to put us down. And I'll say, really? Okay, why don't you put up and why don't you go play Sabrina one-on-one? Yeah, like, why don't you, you know, it's some guy that's in a, you know, mom's basement or whatever, saying what, you know, online, just putting something out there because they got nothing else to look forward to. So, yeah, as you can tell, I'm kind of passionate about that. And I think it's wrong, and I think it's time for everybody to just grow up.
Amen, brother. I totally agree with you.
That's probably not where you wanted to go
now,
but God dang it, you know, that's how I feel.
I agree with you. All right, let's finish this. I know it's early here in the week as we talk here on your birthday on Monday. Well, happy birthday again. But you got Arizona State on Friday and then Arizona here at Matthew Knight on Sunday afternoon. What do you know about those two teams? It's the Pac-12, right?
It's a Pac-12. They're two good teams. They're both 3-2, playing well. Arizona State just got a nice win over Cal at the last minute the other night. When you play Arizona State, you better be ready for 40 minutes of absolute heck, because they just guard you hard. They're physical. They're tough. They don't make anything easy. And Arizona is an up-and-coming program. Yep. You know, they weren't picked to do well. They haven't done well in a while, but they had some transfers. They have some high-level players. Ari McDonald is just killing it. I think she's one of the leading scorers in the country. And they have some transfers that are eligible. This is a good team. This is not your same old Arizona team. So I anticipate two really, really good basketball games. We need the Duck fans out. Terry, we need them out. They're coming out in droves, and we need even more, and they need to be louder. And we do appreciate the support that we're getting right now. It's incredible. A lot of people in this town are talking about the women's basketball team, and that's neat.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for the visit, and we'll talk later in the week.
You got it, partner. Yeah, thanks. Good to be with you, Terry.
All right, there you go. Head Coach Kelly Graves. And speaking of the shuttles at Autzen East parking lot, and you can shuttle over to Matthew Knight coming up Friday night. The rest of the season, the final seven home women's basketball games. Talked with Satu Sabali. You'll hear that coming up next on Tip Off Tuesday on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Duck fans unite with the official Duck Visa Rewards Card offered exclusively by OCCU. Not only does the Duck Card now give you more travel and cash rewards, you'll pay zero interest for 12 months on purchases and balance transfers. You'll also get 5 points per dollar on qualifying Duck purchases, like tickets, merchandise, and alumni gifts. Put the power of the Duck Card in your wallet. Apply online at myoccu.org/ducks.
Variable APR 12.24% to 27.24%. Balance transfers must be completed within first 60 days to qualify for 0% APR. Call 800-365-1111 for additional terms.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGproducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit IMGproducts.net to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
Ducks basketball lives here on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011.
I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. Toast does whatever she wants, obviously. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Toast, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tip Off Tuesday, women's basketball. We are talking. I'm Terry Johns, Joey Mack, alongside Satu Sabali. Got a chance to sit down and talk with her, averaging 22 points and 9-plus rebounds per game here in the Pac-12 season. We didn't talk much basketball, but let's get to know Satu.
Well, Satu, let's start off with the road trip. A couple of big wins, but I think the most important thing to talk about is some guy named Kobe Bryant came in the locker room after the USC win. How special was that for you guys?
It was very special. It was just amazing. Probably the best moment in my life and my basketball career. He's just like an inspiring person. And when he was in a gym and I was still like warming up, I like totally walked the wrong way. Like, I didn't know where I was. I was starstruck. He's an idol to me, and like seeing him in real life was just like so special, more special than like seeing other NBA players. So it was a really cool moment.
Yeah, in Europe. I mean, he's a big deal, and the NBA's a big deal over there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's totally a big deal. Like, my mom, when she came to America, she was, like, I don't know, like, around the age where he was just, like, going into the NBA, so she would always tell me about him. So he was kind of, the first NBA players I knew, because, like, I did not know anything. But, yeah, so that kind of stuck with me.
What did he say to you? Anything?
Yeah, he like complimented my game. He was like, yeah, like keep working. And he said another thing, but I kind of forgot because I was so nervous. But he signed my book and was like, yeah, best wishes and do epic things. And then Kobe 24, and I'll just never forget that.
Yeah, no, he signed a lot of shoes. Yours too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Totally, yeah. I was like, can you please sign my shoe too? And he was like, yeah, totally. Like, he was so nice about it, was not arrogant at all, like didn't say no to any one of us, and it was just really nice.
Yeah, that was a very special moment. I know I had just got on the air and I was talking and looked up and I said, and there's Kobe Bryant across the way sitting in the courtside here. Yeah. It was pretty cool. But you guys did see him when you were warming up.
Oh, yeah, totally. I saw him, and then I kind of had to like go to the other basket and shoot. And I was like, don't miss. You can't miss. It's Kobe watching you right now. And I shot pretty well, so that was good.
That's great. Well, and then the next day, we went to practice at Pauley Pavilion. There's the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody jumped out. Was that Tristan Thompson?
Yeah.
You got a picture with him?
I did. He, like, had his window down. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, hi. So that was cool. And then he kind of, like, drove. I was too nervous to ask for a picture. And then Nia was like, can we get a picture? And then, yeah, he got out of his van, and we took pictures with him. He was really nice, too, totally friendly.
Yeah, L.A., huh?
L.A., I'm going to be there soon.
All right, let's talk about your sister. Mm-hmm. I know she was born in the state of Oregon, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She was
Niara, by the way, if you don't know who.
Yeah, she was born in Bandon, 2000, yeah.
I know you're glad to have your sister here. Are you rooming together?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of wanted to live with her. It's just, I mean, we each have our own rooms. That was not the case at home. But it's just kind of nice being able to speak German, just being around her and, like, helping her, especially through her injury, which is going well. And, yeah, I just love having her around here.
Yeah, nice to have family. Yeah. It is. And speaking of family, this team is such a family, isn't it? Coach and I were just talking about that just before talking with you, that what a family atmosphere, which he wants, and that's what he cultivates. Mm-hmm. But it truly is here, isn't it?
Yeah, it totally is. Like, we have a really nice family environment. It always seems like it's too perfect to be true, but it is seriously perfect. Like, we're all genuinely happy for each other. We're, like, hanging out with each other. We hang out at coach's house. It's just really special. And, like, in each huddle we say 1-2-3 family. Like, it's just a really high value in our team. And I think you can also see that on the court. Like, we are so, like, unselfish. We pass the ball. We cheer for each other. So I think that family environment also, like, really goes onto the court, which is amazing.
Speaking of family, tell us about the rest of your family. Are they back in Berlin?
Yeah. I have a huge family. I don't know, like, starting my mom and dad. Everyone is over there in Germany.
Berlin. Your dad is from Gambia?
Yeah, my dad is from Gambia. He's actually there right now.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, he's, like, working on a house right now. But but usually everyone is in Berlin.
Okay.
Mom, dad. Mom is from Germany. Dad is from Gambia. And then my older brother, Robin. Older sister, Kadi. Then there's me. Then there's Niara. Then there's Lamin. He's, like, 16 years old. Really good basketball player. And then there's slide of a drop with 8-year-old Amadou. He's a soccer player. And then 5-year-old Marby. He's our baby. He's the little chicken in our family.
A chicken?
Okay. Yeah, that's what we say in Germany. It's okay. The little chicken.
God, I didn't realize you had such a big family. Wow. I thought maybe it was just you and Yara, but no. All right. Nope. Well, that's great. Berlin. Mm-hmm. We talked about it, I think, last year, but it's a huge city, first of all, isn't it? But tell us about growing up there. I know you were born in New York City, by the way, the people that don't know, but very young, you went to Berlin, right? But what was it like to grow up there?
Good vibes. Yeah. Like I would describe Berlin as like a place with good vibes, cool people, and like sometimes grumpy people, but like people say Berlin people are like rude, but just because they're so honest and like direct, like they say what's on their mind. But basically growing up with like different kind of cultures, like I grew up around a lot of Turkish and Arabic people, then of course like the African side of my family, and then my German side. So I really grew up like totally multicultural, and that's what like Berlin is, totally multicultural. I love that big city.
Free time. I know as student athletes, it's like 2 full-time jobs. I always tell people that, and it really is. I see how busy you guys are. And sometimes you just want to chill on your free time. Is that what you do, or do you have something you like to do?
I would say time management is like important, but I like to write. I have like my journal. I write a lot of stuff in there, but I even like drawing, but like, unfortunately, I do not find, like, the perfect time for painting as much as I want to. But, yeah, just, like, doing things outside of basketball and studying is really important to me.
Speaking of studying, what are you taking? What are you in academics? Have you picked a major yet? I know you're just a sophomore. You haven't been here that long. But are you still taking basic classes or what?
I'm pretty ambitious in school.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So I'm going to major in international studies and minor in legal studies. So I'm almost done with my legal studies minor, and yeah, wow. I know.
Good for you. No,
yeah, it's
good.
Awesome. Yeah, but I like academics. Like, I like just like using my brain and working on like social justice topics. I'm really like passionate about justice, so I guess that will be like my road even after basketball.
Yeah, so you're curious about things, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I really am. I feel like that just comes from the way I was raised, like just being around so many cultures and like being able to understand different people and like their worries about the world and like about certain topics that we're dealing with right now. So, yeah, I guess I'm really passionate about that.
All right, Coach Jody let it out the other day that you like to eat. So let's talk food. What kind of food? What's your favorite food? Do you have a pregame? What does Satu? What is there something you have to have food wise or anything else, rituals on a game day?
Pregame food is actually my least favorite meal. I don't know why, but I love Beppe's. Beppe's and Gianni's is just amazing. That's an amazing pregame meal. But no, other than that, I don't know. Like pregame pasta, chicken. Or steak and beans, that's what we eat, like salad. But usually I love sushi and the food my mom cooks, like...
Which is what?
Like Gambian dishes, like rice and chicken and like the sauces in the rice. So it's hard. It's called Benichin.
Benichin, okay.
Benichin, yeah. All right. That's an amazing dish.
Okay. Well, it sounds good, so we can look it up. All right. Let's finish with this. You get a film crew following you and your sister that were down in Los Angeles. Tell us about that. What is happening there? And I guess it's going to be viewed or shown over in Berlin. Am I right?
So they're the Berlin Braves. That's who they are called. It's like basically they want to like raise the awareness and like show people back home how a life of an athlete is just like going away from home, going away from Berlin, like the steps, which I'm doing right now. It's basically gonna be like for 4 years. They're gonna be like just following me on my journey and trying to like capture high moments and low moments in my life or in my college career. And yeah, like they want it to be like, I don't know, like either as a movie or like different episodes on Netflix. So I'm really excited about the outcome, to be honest, like because it's gonna be big, but I don't know how big yet. So
yeah. It's going to be on Netflix?
They're planning it, but of course, like, they have to have sponsors, sure, and different kind of stuff. But yeah, so that would be cool.
So it'll be German with subtitles?
Yeah, probably more English. Like, I speak German too, but they will probably translate it in English. So it's going to be like an English movie with German subtitles. Because, like, they're from the Netherlands, and Stefan lives here in L.A., and they're really, like, also multicultural.
Right.
So I feel like the end movie is going to be English-based with when I speak in German subtitles.
Ah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
But we have to wait, a couple more years? A
couple more years, yeah. It's going to take a while.
Well, I bet them down there, they're just great people. They were very fun, so I'm happy for you. That's going to be great. They were funny. Well, this team's playing so well. You're playing so well. Just keep it up. Thanks for the visit, and let's beat the Sun Devils and the Wildcats this weekend, right? Okay?
Yep. That sounds like a good plan. Thank you.
There you go, Satu Sabali, great young woman, obviously, very intelligent, very articulate, very smart, and playing lights out right now. By the way, I want to mention My Take is Orla, Adi Gildan, the two seniors, winningest players in Oregon women's basketball history with 95 wins and counting. We'll tell you something about assists on the other side. We need to take a break. Tip off Tuesday. Be back to wrap it up after this on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 networks channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
Mike and Ashley, I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
The Cooler is the one place in Eugene that for 40 years has been known as the home for great sports and entertainment, including all the duck tailgating you can handle. Whether watching on the wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs with a big 15-foot projection screen as the centerpiece, or just talking ducks with friends. Then there's the food and the great beverages. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m. Toss in free parking and oh so close to Onsen, need I say more? The Cooler's got it all. On Centennial Loop in Eugene, across from Lithia.
You're listening to Tip Off Tuesday on the Oregon IMG Sports Network.
Sam Wyche was a quarterback, head coach, and broadcaster in the NFL. Last year, he became a heart recipient.
And now I know what a miracle feels like. My new heart gave me a new mission in life, and that is to get others to sign up to be organ donors. There are over 130 million people that have already signed up. Be a part of that. Please sign up to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the National Federation of State High School Associations and the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Terry Johns, Joey Mack, Tip Off Tuesday to wrap things up here. Oregon women at home this weekend, Friday night at 6, tipping off against number 19 Arizona State, and then Sunday at noon against an up-and-coming Arizona team that's much improved. Wanted to get this in. By the way, Maite Cazorla, senior, Sabrina Ionescu, junior, each of them over 600 assists. There's only six players, active players, in NCAA women's basketball, and two of them that have 600-plus assists, and two of them are at the University of Oregon. Not bad, Joey.
Sabrina Ionescu in her junior year already has the career record. And Maite Cazorla would have gotten it, but Sabrina beat her there.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
You know what? Maite doesn't care one bit.
Nope, she doesn't. That's what's awesome about it. Meanwhile, for men's basketball, they got to go to first place Arizona, try to come away with a win against the Wildcats. 6 o'clock on Thursday, 5:30 pregame, 6:30 against Arizona State on Saturday, and a 6 o'clock pregame. It's a busy weekend. The Ducks are in the desert, and the Ducks taking on the teams from the desert. Get some wins this weekend, will you?
All right, you too.
He's Terry Johns. I'm Joey Mack. Thanks for Andy Anthony in the studio. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by The Cooler. Voted Eugene's number one sports bar on the Oregon IMG Sports Network. Tip-Off Tuesday has also been brought to you by Pepsi. Go Ducks! Drink Pepsi! The executive producer of the Oregon IMG Sports Network is Tim Pernetti. Associate producers Chris Ferris and Chris Bjork. Coordinating producers Matt McComsey and Rob Joyce. Network managers Stephen Hartzell. I'm staff announcer Jeff Lawrence, with a special thanks to University of Oregon Athletics Director Rob Mullins. Oregon Basketball is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.